1-800-989-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are very lucky this morning. I was able to get Ken Kukurowski to join us for a little talk about growing roses. And with Mother's Day being today, instead of sending Mom a vase of roses, how about a couple of potted roses? When you go visit her, bring her the rose bushes. And don't just say, here, this is for you. Bring them and plant them for her. So figured it'd be a good time to get Ken to tell us how to grow roses, what to use on them to keep them healthy. And Ken was just was telling me earlier that he was at his company and they have to do research on roses. So he planted a few rose bushes a couple weeks ago, and I'm sure he'll tell us all about that. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all your Garden Club mothers all across the country. Happy Mother's Day to all of them.
Wonderful. How many roses did you plant a couple of weeks ago, Ken?
Paul, we planted 300 roses at the farm that we have in central Illinois. We had, as many of you know, we had a really hard winter, and we didn't winterize the roses properly, and so we had to replant them. So we now are the proud owners of about 150 Tropicanas and 150 Double Delights that we will use this year and in future years for doing our insect research and doing our disease research. And that's the research that we do in the middle of the country. We also have probably about 450 roses that we do research on in central North Carolina at our farm in Clayton, North Carolina. So mm-hmm. Rose research has always been a very big part of the work that Bayer Advanced has done, you know, in the 10 years that we've been in existence.
Well, I'll tell you, Ken, if you could get the rose growers to put some fragrance back in the flower for a change, that would be wonderful.
You know, it's a very good point, because there's a close colleague of mine at work who's very involved in the Rose Society, and apparently the breeding of roses for show roses has taken a lot of the fragrance out. There are some roses that I can recommend, like Sentimental for one. It's a rose that I have. My wife really enjoys it when we bring the flowers inside, because it does have a very nice scent, and it's a beautiful red and white, a bicolor rose. But you're exactly right. Too many of the roses these days don't seem to have as much scent as the ones that I remember when I was a kid.
You're exactly. Now, if we're going to give Mom a rose, we're going to plant them for her, we want to make sure that those roses stay healthy. What does Bayer have that's easy for the homeowner to use that will help Mom to keep that rose bush looking good?
Paul, probably the easiest thing that we have is a product that we developed a few years ago called All-in-One Rose and Flower Care, which is a drench product. You don't spray it. You mix 2 ounces of the product in a quart of water and apply it at the base of the plant. After you've planted the rose in the ground, you apply it at the base. It soaks into the ground. The roots take up the fertilizer to help the plant grow properly. It also takes up the fungicide that controls powdery mildew and black spot, and the insecticide that takes care of all of your aphid problems. And then later in the season, when you have Japanese beetle problems, Japanese beetles. We found that it's about as easy as it gets when you make an application of a product as a drench around the base of the plant that lasts for 6 weeks. We have another product, a product that we came out with 10 years ago, 2-in-1 Rose and Flower Care, which is a granule, a fertilizer, and an insecticide that controls a number of insects, including mites, which aren't exactly insects, but for most of us, we treat them that way. And this product, again, a little bit of fertilizer, a little bit of insecticide, and six weeks you can walk away from your rose plant from having to worry about pest control. You still have to water the plants properly, and you still have to deadhead them, and of course the most enjoyable part is picking the flowers and bringing them in and becoming a hero.
Exactly. But I mean, if you have products like this, that you don't have to go out every week and spray and, mix it and apply it to the foliage and, then you get a good rain and it washes off. If you can do a systemic product like the All-in-One Rose Care and the Bayer Advanced 2-in-1, I mean, that's going to make it a lot easier and more enjoyable to raise roses.
Paul, we have, at this time of the year, I applaud your opening comments about buying Mom a rose, and then the same thing that you put on your website, because I love roses. But we have found at this time of the year, so many people go out and buy a rose for Mom on Mother's Day, and they plant it in the ground and then watch the first flush of rose flowers, and they don't take care of it. It dies, and they buy Mom a rose next year, and this is an ongoing thing. And I have to chuckle about this, because if they took care of the roses, Mom would have a pretty nice looking garden by about now.
Because you'd have new roses every year.
Yeah, with solutions like these drench products that again provide 6 weeks control. So the only thing you have to do is mark on your calendar in about 6 weeks after you've made the first application to make a second application. You'll be giving a little bit of fertilizer. You'll get the second and third flushes of rose flowers that most people don't see because they don't take care of roses. Rosarians know what I'm talking about, and they're looking at fertilizing it to the nth degree so they can get 4 or 5 flushes of rose flowers out of their roses, and they do a magnificent job at taking care of their roses. But when you use a product like All-in-One, you're going to be amazed at how easy it is to grow roses.
Yeah, because growing roses is not easy. I mean, it's a lot easier to grow marigolds or impatiens, but, I mean, how do you cut impatiens and put them in a vase and say, wow, growing a rose is more work?
It's not that much more work. I mean, the reality of it is you have to find a spot in the garden where you get about 6 hours of sunlight throughout the day. You've got to be able to water the rose. And the best, of course, the best watering is ground watering, so that you don't splatter the spores that spread black spot. So overhead watering is not as good. Of course, we understand that the rainwater splashes it, and we get a lot of moisture from rain. So I'm just talking about trying to make sure that the promulgate and make the problem worse. But besides the watering and the sunlight, if you use a simple product like this drench, you've given it a little bit of fertilizer, you've given it the pest control that it needs, and you get to sit back and just learn how to deadhead your roses, and then you learn how to prune them for the wintertime, and it's not really that difficult. But I have to admit, I enjoy my marigolds and so forth, but I have a lower standard on those than I do for my roses.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know, when you think of a bouquet of roses or fresh flowers that you cut from your flower beds, if you've got a rose in the middle of those daisies or glads or dahlias, yeah, the rose is the one that stands out.
Yes, it really, really makes the bouquet pop, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. It gives it that little pizzazz. Now, when the Japanese beetles come, what's the best product? Because that's a tough insect to get rid of. I know, for me, the only way I can get rid of a Japanese beetle is to put a brick in both hands and just, bam, give it a good squash. But
yeah,
does Bayer have that will take care of the Japanese beetle?
Well, Paul, the products that we've been talking about, all-in-one rose and flower care, or two-in-one, those products work very good on controlling Japanese beetle adults that feed on the foliage. But so little of the chemical gets into the bloom that we know that that's where the Japanese beetle adults are attracted to. They're attracted to the nectar and the pollen that they like to feed on. What I find that I have to do is that I have to go back into my when Japanese beetles are the problem in the middle of the summertime, which is not now, but it could be in about a month from now. I have to find that I have to take a product like we have called Rose and Flower RTU, Dual Action Rose and Flower RTU, or 3-in-1 Insect Disease and Mite, which are RTU sprays, ready-to-use sprays. And then those I have to spot treat the buds before they open.
So you actually spray it on the flower bud itself?
On the bud before it opens. And we'll talk about that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, Ken. When we come back, we'll talk more about roses for Mother's Day. Not a cut that will stay in a vase for a week or 10 days, but a bush that you can plant in her garden for her today. Folks, I want to tell you about a new organic fertilizer that's an absolute powerhouse in terms of its nutritional value. Converted Organics all-natural fertilizers are rich in organic matter, protein, and humic acid, and deliver high-quality turf and a healthy soil. So why Converted Organics? By using Converted Organics fertilizer, your lawn will have a lush green color and more durable. What's more, you can reduce negative environmental impacts, eliminate the use of chemicals, reduce the amount of water required for your lawn, and increase the soil health. This spring, nourish your lawn and garden with Converted Organics all-natural organic fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you and sign up for a chance to win a free organic lawn care makeover, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and effective. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. We're talking with Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advanced Company, and we're getting a lesson on roses. And I think what Ken is telling us is, you know, let's buy mom a rose bush or two or three. Let's plant them correctly with some compost and manure and help mom to plan out a schedule. Don't just give her the roses and say it's up to you. You know, pick up the products that she's going to need so she has everything right there. And Ken, you were saying that if we give mom a product like the Bay Advance products, all in one, that will feed the rose and take care of the insects, and that should take care of the rose bush basically all year. But when the beetles come, we need to treat the bud. Now, that's something that I've never heard before, and that makes a lot of sense. That Paul, the beetles.
What I find is that in the middle of the summertime, when the beetles are present, and you don't know, you don't ever have just two or three, you have 2,000 or 3,000. And if you've been growing roses, or if you've been growing flowers of any kind, you know that the beetles are just zooming in on the nectar and the pollen, and that's what they feed on. And unfortunately, Japanese beetles especially can be around for 6 to 8 weeks. It seems like they're around all summer long, but they're around for 6 to 8 weeks and doing a lot of feeding and doing a lot of mating and causing problems to our lawns later on, and we can worry about that at another time. But during that time period, when my roses are in bloom, the first thing I do, the first defense I have is to cut the flowers and bring them in the house as soon as possible. If I can enjoy knowing that I can't change Mother Nature and I can't change the beetles out there, if I can cut the flowers and bring them in for my wife and friends to enjoy, that's the first thing I do. And the second thing I do, though, is that if I've got too many, or if I've got a situation where I still have too many beetles that are causing me havoc, I will spray the buds with a product like we have, like Dual Action 2-in-1 Rose and Flower RTU, or our 3-in-1 Insect Disease and Mite Spray. Spray the buds before they open. Never, ever, ever spray an open flower, because you don't want to hurt any of the pollinating beneficials we have. But it seems to be enough of the product that gets on the outside petals so that when the Japanese beetle attacks, it gets enough of the chemical on himself or herself, as they feed on some of the petals, to control them. A lot of times when you've eliminated a lot of the flowers in your rose garden and they start attacking the buds, it kills them real fast when you've sprayed the buds. And then an additional benefit that you get is, if you have thrips in your rose garden, thrips also love to attack the buds of roses, and a spray at that time will take thrips out completely.
Now, how big should the bud be? Should it be so that it's showing a little bit of color? You know, it's beginning to split open, and you can see some of the red or the white or the yellow.
That's,
or should you apply the product when it's
actually,
still tight?
Yeah, it's still tight. Yeah, when I start seeing color, it's almost a little bit too far gone. And so when it's a tight bud, I find that I get a little bit better control of the adult beetles feeding on the flowers. So if I see any color from the petals, it's a little bit too far.
Okay, so you're saying,
but
pick the roses and bring them in.
Picking them in and bringing in is still the very best way of keeping yourself from going crazy when this army of Japanese beetles is out there attacking your roses. That's the very best way. But this is such a difficult pest to control during this 6 to 8 week period of the middle of the summertime. Probably a lot of rosarians have a lot of other tricks that they use. And you know, we're talking about a trick that I've used that has seemed to have gotten me a little bit more mileage. But again, this rose bud that I treat, as soon as it opens up, I'm cutting it and bringing it into the house. Because I don't want to feed the Japanese beetles any more than I have to.
Terrific, Ken. I know you're heading out to church. I appreciate all of your time, and maybe next time we talk, we can talk a little bit about the cotton. But you have a great Sunday, and wish your wife a happy Mother's Day from all of us here at the Paul Parent Cotton Club.
Paul, we won't have to worry about talking about Japanese beetles on cotton. That's for sure.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AaronAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AaronAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AaronAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. I always loved getting Ken on here because he'll explain to you so that you can understand. He speaks English, not all the technical stuff, and he can explain to you how the products work and how to use them. And that was the great example was with the flower buds and picking the roses. So if you've got a lot of beetles coming into your yard, if you bring the roses into your home, you get to enjoy them. The beetles are not as attracted to your garden because there's not as much color. And then if you treat the plant while it's still in the green bud, the product will be in there to kill them. So he just gave you two very, very valuable tips. And that's why I like having him with us. Don, who's up next?
Well, this is Betty from Massachusetts who has a question about seeds.
Betty, good morning and happy Mother's Day to you.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I moved here a few years ago from Tennessee, and I guess the early spring got me carried away. And I went out and bought a seed starter kit and put out a bunch of seeds, and now they're about 8 or 10 inches long, and they look like thread. I don't know if I should hang with them or just throw them away, because it's too early to put them in the garden, right?
Yeah, it really is too early. Now, so it's a very, very skinny stem, right, you said?
Yes, yes, yeah. Very, very thin. The seeds are beets and onions and Brussels sprouts and squash.
Okay.
And they look horrible.
Okay, onions should be okay. What you want to do with the onions is, a day like today, put them on a porch where it's sheltered from the wind. If you've got a tool shed, open up the door, put them right on the floor in the tool shed where they'll get plenty of light, but it gets them accustomed to the cooler temperatures. And that's going to help. Beets, believe me, are better planted directly into the garden than to try and start them. I've tried them, you know, try and get a little jump on the season, and in the process of trying to pull them apart, they just don't do as well unless you can keep them really wet. And the other thing is, which I found out 3 or 4 years ago, when you plant a beet seed, that seed can make up to 5 plants on one seed. So make sure that you space them. Give them some, you know, a good inch between plant, and you're going to see they're going to do a lot better for you. Cucumbers, squashes, all of your vine crops, direct seed them into the ground. I never start my squash or cucumbers in containers in my greenhouse or garage. I direct seed them. They do much, much better. What I do is, you know, per hill, I need 3 to 5 plants to really fill in my area. I plant 10 seeds. As they come up, I give them a chance to grow. And the ones that look the best, I keep them. And the others, I pull them out. But direct seeding on big things like that make a big, big difference in the quality of your plant. And that's something that you should try. So don't panic. It's still early. If it was June, then I'd be concerned. But beets, you can plant those anytime now. Carrots, radishes, peas. Beans, I'm going to wait a little bit longer because it's still wet, and beans tend to rot. While peas can take a lot more water, and you'll see. But don't panic. Everything is fine. Okay? But put your onions outside. I was just at a garden center yesterday. Lake Street Garden Center in Salem, New Hampshire. And I've been going there for probably 10 years now. They grow the best onions that I've ever seen in my life. Now, they don't just grow red onions and yellow onions. They grow shallots, leeks, bunching onions. And bunching onions I had never heard of before. I planted them 3 or 4 years ago, and you put in this one little, looks like a piece of grass. You put that in, and by the end of the year, you get a clump of scunions or scallions, probably 10, 12 per clump from that one seedling. But if you want onions, they have got the best. And the other thing that they have that nobody else that I've found so far has is artichokes. And we picked up 6 artichokes because I want to have them in my garden for the garden tour during July. And last year, for the first time, I planted them when they told me to, when the ground is cold. That's the secret with artichokes. And this plant gets big. The artichoke got to be, a good 2.5 feet round. And it grew almost 3 feet tall. And I had artichokes the size of my fist on these plants, like you see in the supermarket. It really is a lot of fun. So if you live in southern New Hampshire, go to Salem Street, Lake Street Gardens, and pick up shallots, leeks, onions, bunching onions, all that kind of stuff. And they've got all of their cold weather crops. You'll absolutely love it. It works wonderful. Now, I know a lot of you are going to be planting tomatoes. And if you're growing tomatoes in containers, in a whiskey barrel or in pots or any kind of a container, one of the problems that you get is called blossom end rot. And you look at your tomato on your plant, it looks okay, but on the very bottom of the tomato, you get a little brown spot. And that is usually because your soil is acidic. And it doesn't do it on all of your tomatoes, on the early ones, the one that we anticipate the most. So if you're growing tomatoes in containers and you've had those brown spots, you want to pick up a product. It's called Tomato Maker. And Tomato Maker is an all-organic, all-natural product that you mix with your soil at the time of planting. And it sweetens the soil, and it will prevent blossom end rot. And blossom end rot will hit summer squash and zucchini. You go to pick it, and the end of the squash, where the blossom was, is all shriveled and kind of rotten. It looks like the end of a chewed-up cigar. But that's blossom end rot. Tomatoes is where a lot of people see it, but it's called Tomato Maker. And a lot of the garden centers carry it. The name of the company is Organic Lab that manufactures it in Florida. And it's a great product. But again, if you're growing tomatoes in containers, get some of this Tomato Maker. It works absolutely wonderful. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Gene from Maine, who has a question about a magnolia tree.
Gene, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you very much, Paul. For Mother's Day, from my husband and my children, I received a Leonard Messel magnolia tree.
Great.
And I know, it's absolutely beautiful. But anyway, some of my neighbors have these trees, and they have developed a black mold on the branches, and I'm told that is actually an insect. And is there anything that I can do to prevent this? We haven't planted it yet, and, you know, before I put it in the ground, maybe there's something, you know, as Don was speaking about the bear that he puts on roses. Is there anything that I can do to prevent the mold?
What you want to do is this. Go and take a look at their magnolia and grab a hold of the stem with your fingers and pull it up the stem and then look at your fingers. If your fingers are brown or are black and it's a powder, then it is a disease. If you rub the stem and it's bumpy and it feels hard, then they've got an insect called scale. And scale is like a turtle. It's got a hard shell, and on the underside of this shelf is an insect that doesn't chew. It sucks. It's got like a hypodermic needle mouth part, and it's just sucking and sucking and sucking the energy out of the plant. Now, there's two ways to get rid of it. One way is to spray with a all-season oil, and it's a company called Bonide, and it's an oil that you can use at any time of the year. Some of these oils are dormant, and if you use a dormant oil in the summer, you'll burn all the foliage. But get this Bonide all-season oil. You apply it directly to the plant, to the leaves, the stems, and it will smother the insects. And I like to give them a couple of applications a couple weeks apart, because what happens is sometimes when you spray it, you kill the mother. It's got eggs underneath, and the eggs will hatch, and they'll come out from the protection of the mother, and they will take over. So if you wait a couple, 3 weeks, this allows the eggs to hatch. They come out, and you can hit them with the second application. The other way is with a systemic. Now, both of these are going to be done after you plant. So get the tree in the ground today. Put some compost, some animal manure. You know, really prepare the ground. If you've got a $10 plant, make a $100 hole. That's the secret. The better you prepare the hole, the better the plant's going to do in the long run. If you've got a lot of sand,
in your area, put some of this soil moist in there. The soil moist will help to retain the moisture, especially during June, July, and August if we get a dry, hot summer. They will help. Now, if you don't want to use the oil, you can buy something called tree and shrub. And tree and shrub is a systemic insecticide. Bonide has tree and shrub. Fertilone has tree and shrub. And Bayer, who developed the product, has it also. What you do is you measure the circumference, not the diameter, the circumference of the stems coming out of the ground. And the magnolia may have two or three or four stems coming out of the ground. Just get a tape measurer, put it around it, and see what the circumference is. And you're going to use that product as a liquid. You mix it in a watering can or a bucket, and you pour it right around the base of the plant. You don't put it in the drip head. You put it right against the trunk of the plant. Slowly let it soak in, and it will carry the product in the air as high as 75 feet. One application per year, and any kind of sucking insect on that plant is killed. And it is absolutely wonderful. Now, you don't want to use this in a vegetable garden, but you can use it on all of your flowers, on all of your trees, all of your shrubs, and it's perfectly safe and absolutely wonderful. For example, if you have lilies, either oriental or Asiatic lilies, you take some of this bonide, Bayer, or Fertilome tree and shrub insecticide. You're going to use 1 teaspoon per gallon of water, okay? Now, you're going to put, most of us will grow lilies in groups of 3 to 5 bulbs together. You get a better show of color rather than one here and one there. You're going to put about 1/4 of this mixture for every 3 to 5 bulbs. Do it right now. And that way, when the Asiatic lily beetle comes, and it's here in some places, it'll take one bite out of that lily and drop dead. And one application per year. So 1 teaspoon of tree and shrub per gallon of water, and about 1/4 for every 3 to 5 bulbs, and it will eliminate all of your sucking and quite a few of your chewing insects.
Hi there, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts on the field with Dave Meller, Director of Grounds for the Boston Red Sox.
Hi, Ashton. Welcome to Fenway Park.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, I gotta tell you, man, your field looks great.
In this league, Ashton, it has to. That's why we use Scotts.
Nice. Any advice for fans who want their grass to be green and thick?
Funny you should ask. I actually helped Scotts develop 2 new products to do just that. Fenway Park Lawn Fertilizer and Fenway Park Grass Seed.
Oh, so now fans can use the same Scotts fertilizer technology and actual grass seed varieties you use here.
Absolutely. Now anyone can get big league results, even if they don't happen to have a grounds crew.
Hey, that'll certainly give Red Sox fans something to get excited about.
Yep, that. And beating the Yankees.
Yeah, Fenway Park Lawn Fertilizer and Grass Seed by Scotts. Scotts, the official lawn care company of the Boston Red Sox.
Play ball!
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at ResearchedHerbs.com. Herbal supplements at ResearchedHerbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. ResearchedHerbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to ResearchedHerbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Donald, who's up next?
Up next, this is Linda from Maine, who has a question about a fig tree.
Okay. Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. Good morning. I got a big fig tree for Mother's Day.
Okay.
And I don't want to keep it in the house because it's very big. And I want to know how to care for it and what to do for it to protect it in the winter. I live very close to water.
Now, is this the edible fig or the tropical plant fig?
No,
edible.
It's the edible one. And it says it can take frost, and it's called turkey. Figs?
Turkey fig, brown turkey fig.
Yes.
Okay, I have one, and this is what I do with mine. It is a plant that if you lived on Cape Cod, the brown turkey fig can be planted in the ground on Cape Cod, and it will survive the winter. My brother lives in Hyannis, and he has one, and I've seen a lot of them growing on Cape Cod. Maine, it's a different story. What I do, I have mine in a big, kind of a plasticky type pot, so it's lightweight. Clay would be way too heavy. And mine is in an 18-inch diameter container. It's going outside right now. it is in the garage as we speak. And I put it out during the day, bring it into the garage at night if it's going to be cold. Last week it was kind of warm, so it stayed outside. So it's getting acclimated. I leave it outside until we've had a frost and all the leaves have come off of it. And then it goes in the garage for the winter. If you don't have a garage and you have a basement that's not heated, there's no paneling and there's no living in a basement, you can put it in the basement. And I've kept one in the basement for several years now. And I bring it upstairs around April 1st. I cut it back, clean it, and feed it, and it comes right back to life. But you're just too cold to leave it outside in Maine. In the Boston area, what they do is they cut the roots on one side, they lay it down on the ground, and they cover the whole plant with bales of hay and bags, big black bags or clear bags filled with leaves and pine needles to insulate it. But for where you live, really put it in a garage or in your basement for the winter. That way it can survive and it's going to do a lot better for you. Now, we've had a lot of rain, and I mean a lot of rain, and that means a lot of mosquitoes and a lot of ticks. And if you have pets like I do, you want to put down something that's going to be safe. There's a new company called EcoSmart, and they have been working with the state of Maine, with the Center for Disease Control. And this is a product that they've been testing. And they found that it was ranked number one out of all of these organic products. It comes in a ready-to-use bottle, and you can apply it right now. You just screw it onto the end of your hose. You spray it on your lawn, between your shrubs, between your trees, and it will eliminate mosquitoes, but it will get rid of ticks. And that means a lot, especially if you live in a wooded area. There's a lot of ticks. You're working in the yard. You come in. You find one or two on you. You could get Lyme disease and a lot of other things. So if you want to stay organic, go to this company. It's called EcoSmart, and that's the name of their website, E-C-O-S-M-A-R-T. And they have a lot of very unique products. They're all organic, and they use food-grade oils like peanut oil, peppermint oil, rosemary oil, clove oil, thyme, things like that. And it's very safe, but it works. So if fleas and ticks and mosquitoes are a problem, get some of this, and just before you have a cookout, spray it. And that means you can stay out in the yard a lot longer. Think about that. Now, if you live in a wooded area and you got a lot of tall grasses, possibly deer, there's a product that will take care of the deer tick. It's called Daminix, D-A-M-M-I-N-I-X. It's pyrethrum that's put into a tube, and boy, does it work. Daminix. Go to your garden center, and it will stop the deer ticks and Lyme disease if you've had it near you.